This segment of the WEOL Morning Show brought to you by United Way of Greater Lorain County. And we have with us from United Way, Ashley Hampson. Hi, Ashley. How are you this morning?
I am good. Just in case you hear any background noise, I was running late and I'm on the and was just about to leave to drop my 3-year-old twins off at school. So you might hear some ambient noise.
Wait, did you just say 3-year-old twins?
Yes, yes.
What are their names, if I might ask?
Yeah, it's Charlie and Theodore.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're just on the radio with us today.
What are they wearing this morning? You know, like, because we're twins, are you kind of getting them together? You have enough time to match them today, or
no?
Just...
No. Here's the thing: is that like a lot of twin moms, like they actually say it's easier to match them. I am in awe of them because I have no idea. I just am glad that we have clean clothes for them.
Right, and you got so. enough socks. There's at least 4 socks, I'm assuming. Everything.
There's
out.
4 socks on today. Yeah, and I think they even match.
Well, that's good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning.
I am going to step outside.
No.
I love it.
Craig, I can sit and listen to that
all
day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a commercial that runs on TV now with a girl and her father. She's giggling, and it's like authentic giggling. It's not like some kid TV. I always enjoy listening to that. It's just sort of a fun to have kids laughing. So we enjoy your brighten our morning this morning. All right, so if we can talk a little bit about it, they can laugh all they want about taxes because they don't know what it's all about.
But I know, right?
your free tax prep is still going on right now, and is it for swing, right?
Yes. So, we're still providing free tax prep services. It's just an important service for as many families to get connected to as possible. The service is completely free. We have IRS-trained volunteers who are really particularly trained to identify the earned income tax credit, which, you know, allows families to get their full refund back, you know, so all their hard-earned money. So that's really important to us. Now, the tricky thing this year, as we've talked about, is that, you know, we're not doing in-person, you know, typical, you know, face-to-face appointments. So our appointments are limited, though we've been opening different mobile sites across the county. So you can call 211 to make an appointment. Appointments are limited. So what we've also just been rolling out in partnership with United Ways, you know, across the country is online options as well. So if you go to 211 or our website, you can also get connected to My Free Taxes online. And although that sounds scary, because this year is so special, they are offering actual, you know, virtual assistance. So you can be connected to someone to help you through your tax return virtually.
Right. The taxes, sometimes you're skating along fine, then you hit a moment where you're thinking, I'm not sure. Do I go?
There's so many numbers and so many forms.
Exactly. And do I qualify? Should I even attempt to see if I qualify? But obviously the assistance is there. And again, 211 is the place to get all those good details on that. The other thing I want to talk with you about is the A Week at the Bee. We've known about the Spellebrite that we've done for a number of years. This year you've expanded and kind of changed it and made it sort of an online celebration. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this year, we've had such success. We have such a following. Oh, he is so excited for A Week at the Bee. We have had such success with Spellebrite, and we just realized that, you know, not everyone loves spelling, so it would be fun to expand it out to some other competitions. So this year, in addition to the Spelling Bee, we have a History Bee, which is a trivia competition, an Art Bee, which is going to be kind of Pictionary style, and then a STEM Bee, so you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's going to be kind of, are you smarter than a middle schooler style? So it's going to be all 5th through 8th grade questions. So just to kind of make it fun, all the proceeds are going to go to our education initiatives that support preschoolers, like the ones I have in my car, and middle school students. So it's really fun. We are right now in the kind of last couple of days to register a team. So the deadline for that is March 8th. Teams are going pretty quick, so there definitely are still spots available, but definitely go to our website if you're interested in registering. You can sign up for one of those competitions or any number of them.
So you'd have the same teams participating in spelling and art, or do you kind of figure out who has the strength and kind of assemble it that way?
Yeah, so you can either, you know, choose to participate in an individual competition with a team of up to three, or you can do what we're calling the overachiever package, and you can participate in all four competitions, and what you get is a team roster of up to five people. So you still can only play three people in each individual competition, but you can swap people out. So if someone is really good at spelling and wants the spelling competition but wants nothing else, they can play in the spelling competition and nothing else. So it just allows you to kind of swap people in and out to give yourself the best chance.
Yeah, and get more people involved. And, of course, you got to come up with a good team name. Regardless of whether you win or lose, you got to have a good team name for that.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. This event I love because it's our president and CEO, Ryan Aroney, who really kind of conceived of Celebrate from the beginning. And he's so good at gameplay. So the gameplay on all of these games is super solid. You can even earn advantages in the game. But the spirit of the whole event is fun. So there's definitely competition. It is there, but we just like to have fun about it, you know, kind of just bring some joy to learning and education and, you know, supporting kids in our community. Right. And, you know, making fun of ourselves while we go along, too.
So where do you put Charlie in theater in these categories? Who's more scientific or artistic?
Well, if you remember during the Battle of the Champions, Charlie and Theo were actually the tiebreaker twins. So they pulled during the sudden death tiebreaker. So there has been a request for them to come back as the tiebreaker twins, but we switched up tiebreakers a little bit this year. So we'll find a way. They'll be involved somehow.
Absolutely. Again, if people want to find out more about this, get involved. I know you said the team registration time is coming to a close pretty soon. How do they go about getting that?
So that's uwlorainecounty.org/thebeat. So either, you know, if you just go to our website too, it's up on the banner. You can click just the bee, and you'll be directed to an event page that'll tell you a little bit more about registering a team. Or, of course, just give us a call to 440-277-6530.
Great. How many hands do you have? You have two kids, a phone. I don't understand how you're even controlling this whole
moment, by the way. Luckily, they're strapped into their car. I'm not driving, but they are strapped into their car seats, luckily.
Those good old car seats, you know. They had a lot of goodies down there in the cracks and crevices of that. Well, Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for all you do, and a busy morning for you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County there. Got the full group there this morning.
How about that?
Yes.
I like it.